This column was originally written in the year 2000. Take my money, please. I was in an office supply store to buy some software. While I've wanted to get a digital camera for a while, the average prices were too rich for me. But they had two models that were around $100. I made a note to return there if I didn't find anything comparable. I moved on to a computer store for some other software I needed. I checked their digital camera display. Half of the cameras didn't have price tags. I found two salespeople over near the laptop computers. Who wants to make a sale today? In sales jargon, this is known as a buying signal. They pointed over to the far end of the store. Oh, you have to ask that guy. This is the computer section. I walked over to the other end of the store. Who can show me a digital camera? I pointed at the display. I'm ready to buy. I just want a cheap one. Another buying signal. We don't have any cheap ones, the salesperson said, not looking up. Somehow I knew from here it wasn't going to get any better. I went next door to a major discount chain store. I saw a big sign that said electronics. Three salespeople were huddled around the counter talking, one behind the counter, two in front. I searched for the digital cameras to no avail. I kept waiting for a break in their conversation. None was forthcoming, so I cut in. Excuse me, do you sell digital cameras? No, came the response right away from the lady behind the counter. She began to resume her conversation with her coworkers. I looked down between the two salespeople leaning on the customer side of the counter. Hidden between them in the case were about 15 digital cameras. What do you mean you don't have digital cameras? I asked. There's about 15 right here. You said video cameras, the first salesperson said. No, I said digital cameras. No, you said video cameras, the salesperson next to me said, backing up her friend, and still blocking the case, which I was obviously trying to look in. They stared at me, and I just stared at the case until they walked away. The cameras were all over my price range, so I went back to the office supply store that had the two $100 models. I found a salesperson. Sell me a digital camera, I announced. Yes, you're right. Another buying signal. We walked over to the cameras. I pointed at $100 camera number one. I would like that one. Sorry, sir. We are out of stock on that one. No problem. Sell me the display model. No, we can't do that. Okay, sell me this one, I said, pointing to $100 camera number two. Sorry, sir. We are out of stock on that one, too. So, sell me the display model. No, we don't do that. So you have a display model for cameras you can't sell because you don't have any, and the one you do have, the display model, you can't sell me, correct? Yes. You have to be more positive, I said. I'll bet I can get the manager to sell me the display model. The manager comes over. I'd like to buy this display model. What lower price can you offer because it has been sitting out on display? I said. I can't sell the display model, sir. It is company policy. But you are the manager. You are empowered to make the customer, that's me, happy. And I would be happy to relieve you of this digital camera for a discount. I'm only the assistant manager, sir. The manager has the day off. The manager has the day off? The manager has the day off. Of course. Take my money, please. Somebody. Anybody.